New South Wales, we're the Blues. Okay, go the Blues. 7 o'clock tonight, all the action right here. Jimmy Smith and Scotty Sattler calling all the action from Adelaide Oval, State of Origin 1. Go the Blues, and joining me now, well, Knights legend and also State of Origin legend for the New South Wales Blues, and he's the assistant coach, has been for a number of years. Danny Bedeiros is on the line, mate. Thanks for your time. First up, congratulations on being inducted into the New South Wales Rugby League Hall of Fame last week.
Thanks, Rich. Yeah, really special moment. There's no doubt about that. It was totally unexpected. You're up there looking around at some of those names, but also up there with Mick Cronin on the night to receive the accolade. So, yeah, Origin played a big role in my life on and off the field, and, yeah, very, very honoured.
Yeah, look, being a bit of discussion about the colour of the jersey, has there been any sort of dissent among the players about the navy blue rather than the light blue?
No, I just think that's part of the build-up, and someone's grinding something there, but no, we're happy to wear that colour and represent our state.
Obviously a big blow with Latrell Mitchell being ruled out, but you're obviously confident that Stephen Crichton can do the job?
Yeah, well, you know, when you have it's devastating to see Latrell, upset like that. He got his opportunity again, and in that arena, he's made for that sort of environment. But, you know, to have a good period and a good camp, you need a really good 18th and 19th player, someone that comes in and really, you know, trains well, commits to training, and then Stephen Crichton's done that since minute one, since he's got in here. So, he'll do a really good job, really, really good job.
And what's the latest on Nathan Cleary? Apparently he's got problems with his wisdom teeth, is that right?
Yeah, once again, part of the build-up.
Yeah.
That's all been all good to go there, no problem.
All right, look, been a bit of criticism of the team, you know, we're saying it's based on past reputation rather than form. What's your attitude toward that?
Oh, you can never please everyone. Never please everyone. There has to be 17 players run out there, and then once again, it's going to be opinions, and that's what makes Origin so good.
And how have the three debutants fitted in? They're going okay?
Awesome. Yeah, they're great. They're a lot of these guys have got friends, and they've played with junior grades and representative teams, and yeah, they know how it all works, and they've been really good. They'll perform tonight.
And look, Coach Fittler has been renowned for doing weird things as part of the lead-up to State of Origin, you know, barefoot walking on the ground. Has he done anything out of the ordinary this time?
Not at all. No. A lot of the players know how that all works, and fully focused, ready. It's been a bit of a gut-wrenching sort of 11 and a half months since Origin sort of been on last year, so it's been really difficult to get you. You know, it was tough to lose that last year. So yeah. We've got another opportunity tonight.
And it's usually a part of the lead up to certainly game one. Different people are invited in to talk to the team. Anybody unusual that's been talking to the team in the lead up to tonight's game?
We had the girls come in, the women come in, and Origin team who play on the Thursday night. And so we all connected, and we got that was really cool. That was good to see all the families, all the. The women come in as well and have a bit of a connection period, and that was great.
And can you tell us a bit about the players doing this Indigenous chant in camp, and how did all that come about?
You're not missing anything, Rich. You got it all happening. No, it's all just part of their what they are as people. They come together, the players, and they have a lot of fun. And you know, when they break from training, they just they do that chant, and it's awesome. It's great. It's better than just putting in something, whatever, 3-2-1 Blues, you know, it's what they represent, and, it's so good to see.
And I believe there's been a real emphasis on defence in the lead-up to Game 1 tonight.
Yeah, there always is. There's a lot of strike in both teams, so I would imagine Queensland's doing the same thing. They probably think they know how we play over the last couple of years, and we just fair enough because of the Penrith sort of connection, but we've had a really good build-up, and we've taken our lessons from last year, and one of those was, you know, defending kicks. They're a very big momentum team, Queensland, and their kicking games are going to be a big thing. So we've got to make sure that we're ready for all things they try as well.
And you're confident of getting a win tonight?
Yeah, definitely. We all, like I said, both states are coming down here to get the win and set the series up. Game one so important.
And great to see the Knights get a win last weekend, Danny.
So good, yeah. Lost it, won it, had it back, didn't win it, lost it, won it. So it was so good. It's always good to see the Knights win, and then obviously to see some of those players play well, and you know, it was good to see a big crowd there as well.
Yeah, it certainly was, and great to see the Blues get a win, and hopefully that'll happen tonight, mate. Thank you very much for your time, and best of luck for tonight's State of Origin 1.
Yeah, appreciate it, Rich. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Danny Medeiros, New South Wales Blues assistant coach. Don't forget all the action tonight right here from 7 o'clock tonight. State of Origin 1. A call.